The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney made an appearance in Manassas, Virginia on Saturday, and the Mike O'Mara Show was fortunate enough to get audio of that speech.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Manassas. You're very kind. You're very kind. Thank you to welcome us like this. This is a terrific welcome. Thank you. And a clear indication that come November 6th, Virginia's going to vote for Romney Ryan. We're going to take back the White House. Thank you. Thank you. Now today was a good day for me. I got to tell you, we've taken the next step to restoring America's promise with Paul Ryan as our next vice president, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, hold on. Now, that's not kind. That's not kind at all. He's something very special. How about something else? I never thought, ladies and gentlemen, I'd be speaking to you from the home base of the Mike O'Mara Show podcast. Thank you. Great to be here in Manassas. Truly great to be here in Manassas. You know, ladies and gentlemen, if you said one word about Mike O'Mara, it would probably be leader. I agree. Mike didn't start his podcast with ambition to become something big. He started it with an ambition to accomplish something big. Thank you, Mike O'Mara. Thank you, Manassas. And thank you, Manassas, for having Mike O'Mara in Manassas. Thank you for being quiet so quickly. Over the past years, Mike's taken his podcast and filled it with values that he believes in, caring for his listeners, doing live stage shows, and making sure that his entire crew does a meet and greet in every American city in America, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. That was so very quick. The crew of the Mike O'Mara Show, Rob and Buzz and Oscar. Hold on now. Now, y'all, hold on now. They realize that they don't have to agree on everything, that dishonest people can have dishonest differences. That on any given day, they can reach across their Manassas living room studio and bust each other's balls. Thank you. Thank you. You know, these are critical times for Americans. America's going to have a choice this November. Their choice... Hey. It's an election. Give me a break. They're going to have a choice this November. Stay home or go to Circus Circus in Reno to see the Mike O'Mara Show live. Calm down. Calm down. Middle American families are being squeezed. People can't find work. But Americans can find affordable entertainment by going to MikeOMaraShow.com every single weekday. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, I'd like to introduce my wife, Anne. Here she is. She knows what it is to entertain. And she knows great entertainment. In fact, she personally has enjoyed the Mike O'Mara Show for over 2.5 years.
That's different.
And they have enjoyed her. You know, I love this country. And I love America. And I know you love America. And I want to make America the home of the earth. And we can do this by getting every American to listen to MikeOMaraShow.com. Thank you, Manassas. And thank you, the United States of America.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.MikeOMaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Let's just find a hotel. I'll call my parents. They'll wire us some money. We can fly home and forget this entire vacation ever happened.
Honey, just relax, okay? I told you I'm not angry anymore. I'm in complete control. I'm sure they're not repairing every ride at the same time. I think they owe us a little explanation. I think they owe us a little fun, okay? Whatever happens, just trust me. Will you just trust me? Huh, kids?
Sorry, folks. Park's closed. The moose out front should have told you.
Yes, we're here to see Mr. Roy Wally.
What is your name, sir?
Clark W. Griswold.
What's this regarding, Mr. Grizzle?
We're here for public amusement relations. There's a summer inspection to a personal matter.
Ah. Well, nobody notified this office of anything.
Well, I'm notifying you.
I'm afraid I'm going to need a little more than that, sir.
Okie dokie. How's this?
Clark, have you lost your mind? Where did you get that?
Sporting goods store, honey. Now you listen to me, fat ass. You do what I say and there won't be any problem, okay? Okay. We just drove 2,460 miles just for a little Roy Wally entertainment. The moose says you're closed. I say you're open.
We're not really violent people. This is our first gun.
No, it isn't.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded more than 14 and a half million times. And we are heard in 150 countries worldwide. You can call us anytime at 718-506-1625. Our show today is brought to you by the Charity Hockey Classic, benefiting Inova Blood Donor Services. Turn that crap off.
What?
Very popular.
Start at the beginning of the show.
Yeah. Welcome back.
You'll fix that in post-production.
You bet your ass I will.
It's Sunday, September 9th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Kettler Capitals Iceplex. And we're all going to be coaching the different teams, the Caps alumni and staff, Northern Virginia law enforcers, the Virginia coaching Cardinals, and the Minutemen corporate team of Booz Allen Hamilton.
Booz!
Support your favorite team or player with a donation at charityhockeyclassic.com or click the ad on our website. All proceeds go to benefit Inova Blood Donor Services, which supply nearly 90% of the D.C. area's blood, and your donation is tax deductible. Again, the place to donate online or by mail is charityhockeyclassic.com.
Do it.
I don't think I can talk over music loudly today.
Oh. You sound a little snuffy.
Well, I had that.
No, you sound like you sound mature.
Tuesday, I got this little thing. And,
oh, yeah.
We have a lot to cover on today's show, so let me get right to it.
Yes.
I will tell you all about what happened Friday through Sunday. I traveled all weekend long.
Wow.
We added it up 1,400 miles on a motorcycle.
You are the traveler.
The traveler.
You didn't fly back? You drove? You rode back?
We rode total 1,400 miles with flying.
Wow.
I can't imagine what the mileage would have been if I rode the whole way out there.
You go back to Garange?
But I'll tell you all about the ride back home. A new state that is my favorite state.
Oh,
we haven't added any new states.
Jimmy being Jimmy.
Was he really on the Jimmy scale? Where was he? 10 being the Jimmiest.
You know what? I think when I tell you the story of the whole weekend,
I think you'll understand where I am with Jimmy. And it's a good thing. So don't worry.
It ended well.
I got a restaurant recommendation for Denver.
Good.
A national monument that was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Ooh.
And then
it's just cars. I don't know why you would think it was so great.
This is a real one.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Also, we have an announcement to make for tickets going on sale in Reno. We'll get to that right at the top. Rob goes to an amusement park. Mm-hmm. And
with all my friends.
The Death Grip, which
not
I have.
All of them.
As you can tell, this I got this. Somebody said I might have had it before. I don't know how colds work because I never get them. Mm-hmm. It's been 2 years since I've even gotten a head cold. Got this on Tuesday of the Sturgis week.
A testament to clean living.
Yeah, that's right. Oh God. It whacked me last week. I still managed to have a good time, but as you can still tell that I have this thing.
A little bit.
And it was a great week. Let me get the Reno announcement, out of the way here, and I kind of feel like I'm going to die. Hold on just a second.
Don't do that. Don't die, Mike.
We are going to be live in Reno at Circus in Reno, Nevada, mm-hmm. 500 North Sierra Street, Saturday, November 10th. The show starts at 8 o'clock.
You know what I say, Mike.
What do you say, Rob?
Hold on!
Circus, Reno, Nevada, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Tickets will go on sale August 20th. One week from today, our tickets go on sale. Tell your neighbors, tell the friends. Not only do our West Coast people show a very, very great degree of enthusiasm mm-hmm. about this live show, people are making this into a destination trip to go out and do some Reno, biggest little city in the world, gambling.
It's a great destination city. You know, the casinos in many ways are a little more friendly than the ones in Vegas.
Yes, and it's just got a vibe to it, kind of an Old West vibe.
Yeah.
And Reno, tickets go on sale on Monday, August 20th.
Yes.
So make sure you write that down. Week from today, we'll tell you about it all week long. And we will also on Monday's show be announcing our opening act. We have a wonderful opening act that I think you're going to be excited about. And it should be a lot of fun. So, you know, yes, what?
I don't want to tip our hand. I'll just say this. The opening act, everyone was excited to see them back together again last night at the closing ceremonies.
Yes.
And we're very excited to have all five girls coming out to Reno.
That's right.
Sporty
and whatnot.
You're misleading people.
It's going to be incredible. So make that down. Mark that day, August 20th. That's when tickets go on sale. Any particular time? Because I know it's West Coast.
Yeah, I believe 10 a.m. West Coast time.
10 a.m. West Coast time, which is noon here. Or mm-hmm. or,
one.
No, or 11.
One.
What?
One here.
Three
one,
hours.
1 o'clock
yeah.
here. Very good. I was on Mountain Time.
Yes.
It was actually a two-hour delay. So welcome to the show. A lot to tell you about today. I was unable to be on the show on Friday. I was happy that I was able to do four shows that week and be with you guys. There was one day where I think it was Wednesday morning or maybe Thursday morning where I just was so whacked by this. I initially thought, as I told you guys, that I got it because they were burning rubber at the world's largest saloon out there.
Right.
And I thought I had ingested that. Now, I just got an old-fashioned head and chest cold.
But you know that the smoke and the inhalants that you were experiencing
made it worse.
Could not have helped. Could not have helped.
Help.
And also, we talked yesterday, a whole other bag of allergy things out there. Out there, you're dealing with dust and a whole different kinds of flora.
And, you know, you got to ride and you got to get out there
you
got to do it. And I was just happy to have, even with my depleted condition, have an absolutely incredible trip.
Cool.
Out to Sturgis. I've never been to a place where I completely lost track of time. It is.
Really? You've never been out at night with me and lost track of time? I've never seen it.
This was like the world of a vagabond. It was like, you know, wherever you lay your hat is your home. You
right.
know? You just have this open road kind of whatever. That's the whole mentality out there.
Even with 1 foot in the grave, you could tell it. You could tell that you were feeling the happy. And what I loved was not so much you being on the show, which was great, but your travel logs.
You're right.
And your one-on-ones
people love the travel
and you
logs.
Just being totally you out on the road. I had the joy of listening to those before anyone else.
Right.
I love those.
It was amazing.
Do you think it is? I know that you had to be great to be surrounded by that many motorcycles. And we saw a little Pavlovian Mike even before the show. We were actually having a real meeting.
Right.
And a Harley goes by in front of your house and you stop dead. And you just went, motorcycle.
Yeah.
I was an enthusiast before. I'm a maniac.
But
I
is it,
would imagine.
Is
I got the
bikes.
I got the boots on. I'm getting on the bike as soon as the show's over. Today.
Is it the cycles? Is it the town and the environment? Or is it the people? What makes it happen? Or is it really the cocktail?
I think actually it's about the motorcycles because the motorcycles are it. And it's just the camaraderie with the motorcycles. You have, when you have upwards of 600,000 people doing anything together,
right.
you're going to have such a collection of potential asshats that it can't be the people.
No.
Because the people, they're just too many a-holes.
Yeah, there's going to be the chance. Right?
But collectively, not a lot of trouble. And when I say trouble, not a lot. You would think that...
Percentage-wise, absolutely
you
not.
Would think yeah. bikers,
right.
rowdy.
Mm-hmm.
No, because, for example, you go into the world's largest saloon, the Full Throttle Saloon.
Right.
And I think the Buffalo Chip is the larger one, the second one that we didn't make it into because they wanted ka-ching, ka-ching.
Oh, that's why they will always be the second world's largest saloon.
So we go in there, and you would think that you have bikers who are, you know, the deal with bikers is that they're tough guys. You would think that you would have...
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, right.
Hi there.
Hi. And look at Jimmy.
I said, I don't want to come in here because there's a cover charge.
Nickname for Jimmy is America's friend.
Oh.
That's right.
Everybody's friend. That's Jimmy. Mm-hmm. So anyway...
And that's great, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. So
great.
I dig that about it.
You know, we one of the things I wanted to do for an upcoming bonus show, maybe next week or the week after,
uh-huh.
I know we've got the 100th coming up mm-hmm. this week.
And it'll be
but
great.
In the next 2 weeks after that, I'd like to do After the Ride. And maybe go out to Jimmy's bar with a DAT recorder, and that would be our bonus show
sure.
where we would go around the room, find out who liked who, what pissed people off, you know, really the true story once the microphones are open.
May I be your David Frost?
You know what? I think you should host it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a good idea. And then you just, you do it like, what's his name? Jim Rowe, is that the guy's name? Who's the Dirtiest Jobs guy?
Oh, Mike Rowe.
Mike Rowe, who does After the Catch.
Okay, I'll
and
do that.
And you sit there and we have a pitcher of beer and you go around the room and we do it that
do
way.
Do I have to be a condescending a-hole?
Yes.
Okay, then I shall be that guy.
Absolutely.
That should be easy.
Well, I'll start stretching now.
So the reason I couldn't be on is we were leaving the house at 8 a.m. That ended up being 9 a.m. On Friday morning. And we were all loaded up, and I had all my equipment loaded up, and we were ready to go. We had to get out of the house.
Now, you had arranged for someone to trail... like most of your stuff. So you really...
No. The guys took one suitcase from Jimmy and one from me because they were trailing their bikes across the country.
Okay.
So we were down one. We still took our stuff because we had two more nights that we had to stay before we got on the plane.
So now your new bike is bigger than what I'm accustomed to seeing you on.
Yes.
And the
rental bike that I had was the same size.
Okay, so now I know that I was shocked when you said that your new bike actually has space for a helmet in it,
yeah.
which is awesome.
It's an
but how
bike.
Much how much space do you have for things?
It was fine. It's you can
fine.
Take a trip with, you know, with the space they have on one of these Ultra Glides.
Yeah.
And so
see, that's why I hate skinny people. Their clothes take up less room.
You'd love Sturgis.
Oh, I bet.
You would love
As
Sturgis.
A matter of fact, when you see the crowd scene, it's only like 50 people.
Would he feel thin?
So much space.
Would he feel thin at Sturgis?
5XL, no problem at all.
Well, you know what? I think maybe there's some sort of secret pipeline between Sturgis and King's Dominion.
You could actually, you could furnish a wardrobe for the whole week when you're out there.
Omar, the tent maker.
So we get up the crack of dawn. We know that we're going to do the ride back home, and this time we're going to go through. Primarily, we're going to go through Wyoming as opposed to Nebraska. So,
have you ever been to any of these states?
No, never been out west.
I was going to say, you've probably never even used like Nebraska or Wyoming as a stopover.
Right.
You've maybe looked down and seen them.
Yeah, and you see those vast expanses.
Right.
And to be in the middle of it is truly amazing.
I'm not a geography guy. Wyoming is where in relation to the other states?
Wyoming is west of South Dakota.
Okay.
And north of Colorado.
So is it just...
And also west of, technically west of Nebraska.
So it's sort of near North Dakota.
No, it's actually south. I don't know if Wyoming borders North and South Dakota or not. I'm not sure.
Is it north of South Dakota or south of North Dakota?
Ladies and gentlemen, embrace our public school education.
It is west of South Dakota.
Okay,
that's all you need to know.
I'm with you now. Okay.
And it's north of Colorado.
Right on.
So we were going to ride through South Dakota and stop at what was just amazing to me. Really, words can't express it. I know it sounds jive to say it, but Mount Rushmore is without question.
I'd love
to
see it.
We've all seen it since we were 5 years old.
Pictures,
we've seen the pictures, and to really be there, you get choked up.
Do you feel tiny?
You feel tiny. Yeah. You feel emotional.
Yeah.
You feel patriotic, which is just, you know, it's the second time in my life that I felt spontaneous patriotism. The first time was, here's another biker event, Rolling Thunder Memorial Day weekend, the first time I participated in it, where the patriotism comes on. You realize that, yes, these things that you hear politicians say that you think is just a bunch of crap, that you know, you're a red-blooded American, you look up at that mountain and you see, you know, what took decades to accomplish, and it is absolutely an amazing, amazing thing. What are you playing?
North by Northwest. This is the chase scene across Mount Rushmore.
It's where they hangs from
Now, the only thing I can equate it to, because it's not a great comparison because it won't make you feel patriotic, but I do remember the first time, and for me, this is huge, when I saw Graceland, yeah. It was almost, no, but understand wow. How important Elvis is to me, and I think I can equate this. Did it feel surreal? Like it almost shouldn't even be there?
I have to stop you.
Yeah.
Why? It's my job. I'm back on the show.
So
here.
Glad to have you back.
I cannot possibly let that slide.
A policeman's whistle would be good here.
Yes. I mean, seriously. No, well, here we go. There we are.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, but was there a feeling of surreal?
There we go. You can't
Was there a feeling of surrealness?
Well, no, it's
because it's almost too weird that you're seeing it live.
It's America. It's not Elvis. It's
well, you love America and I love Elvis.
No,
so.
No, you this is what we've seen since we've been infants. We've seen this, and
well,
it
Buzz
is,
saw it coming along when he was a
true.
I thought they'd
he
never
read the announcement.
It.
Yeah,
you know, would you like to get Paul McCartney in on it too? Is that, do you want to throw that in?
Well,
there,
you know
too?
What? Yeah, it is a little surreal the first time I saw Paul.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is different.
Okay,
this
it's
is
bigger.
It's entirely different.
Because you arrive at this place, and you, the first thing is when you see it, spontaneous smile. Mm-hmm. I grinned. I smiled. I went, oh my. You turn a corner, and there it is in front of you. Second reaction is, boy, this doesn't look all that big.
Oh.
Really?
Well, you're seeing it from a huge distance? Is that why?
You're seeing it from a distance.
Yeah, you're like 4 miles away.
Then you pull into the parking lot. You're not 4 miles away. You're a few hundred yards away. But as you walk up the hill towards it,
right.
It just gets more majestic and more majestic. And then it's just a beautifully... It's such a beautiful national park. It's free to get in.
Right. Yeah.
You have to pay for parking. And nice. Then it's free to get in.
Oh, face!
And you walk into this thing, and you see... it's so perfectly laid out.
Yeah.
With a walkway directly up to the monument where then there's a granite wall that you just lean on and you look. And then below is an amphitheater. And here's a little perspective for Mount Rushmore for anybody that might be traveling
out
west.
Can you imagine if Paul McCartney played in that amphitheater?
Shut up. All right. So, God damn it.
Okay.
You know, you didn't just screw up the opening bit, but I swear to God, you're working me already. You're driving me nuts. And I'm under the weather today.
I hope you
Leave me alone.
I hope you feel better.
He's not
so
well.
You walk in, and this is a heads up that I'll give anybody that's going to go out to Mount Rushmore.
Heads up.
Guy told us this story. He said you go see it at night. Mm-hmm. At night,
really?
Apparently, they have... You're standing on a granite wall, and you're looking over the monument. Now, below you, going straight down, is an amphitheater.
Okay.
With what appears to be a little stage down there. Apparently, in the evening, during the summer, during the season, they show a film about Mount Rushmore and the presidents and everything.
So you can see it from the wall as you're looking at the monument.
You can be sitting in the amphitheater watching this film about Mount Rushmore, and above you is the actual monument. And then at the end, at night, when it's dark, they light... Ooh. The monument. And somebody said it's the most spectacular thing he's ever seen. He's the second time this guy had been to. He's from New York, and it's the second time he had been to Mount Rushmore. And he said, if you go see this monument, if you have the opportunity to do it, you do it at night. You see it at night. And it was just amazing.
Is there anything surrounding it that you could make a day of it?
Biggest surprise about Mount Rushmore, that they don't tell you about this, you think, hey, there's the mountain, is the vista that you get... when you get up to the parking lot there, that you're on a mountain,
right?
And you look out over the Great Plains, and it's just a it's just an amazing, breathtaking place. There was one thing I said when I went out to Sturgis that I had to see if we were out there, and I had to see Mount Rushmore. That's why on our last day, because I didn't make it because I was sick, I said I didn't go on the ride that the guys took to it. I said, can we go on the way home? Can we go out there and swing by it?
Sure.
And it was, you know, I said to Jimmy, I said, speechless, and he said the same thing. You just don't have words to describe it. It's that great. It's a slice of America.
I'd love to see it.
And it really, it's, I think every American
should
see
it. Do you recall from the trip or whatever you read there, do you know when it was completed? Can you ballpark it?
No, it'd be a test.
I want to say 1947.
That sounds about right.
I want to say 47.
Now, did you get to your Crazy Horse Memorial?
I went to Crazy Horse on the way in. We saw Crazy
Horse. Oh, that's right. That's right.
And what I didn't see was, whatever the Close Encounters.
Devil's Tower.
Devil's Tower.
Well, I'll make didn't you one, out, I'll make you one out of sick. Mashed potatoes, and you can enjoy it.
That was the day I was sick. And another reason I probably didn't make it to Devil's Tower is because that Devil's Tower is located in the state of Wyoming.
Not a fan? Out west, they'd say?
Let me tell you about Wyoming.
Why not?
Or let me call it Dick Cheney's Wyoming.
Oh.
Oh, wow, really?
Look, I know,
didn't know he had bought the sponsorship. Good for him.
I saw a fraction of the state. I saw a tiny little part.
But that
of
was
the
enough.
State. I have wanted to see
a slice of Americana.
My whole life, I have wanted to see Wyoming.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm
scared. Yes. Out of the Old West.
When we come back, I will tell you all about my feelings.
Uh-oh.
For Wyoming.
Oh, no.
We'll be right back.
I can't imagine.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by Brighter.com.
Yeah.
Back to school means back to the dentist. I used to remember that as a kid.
Mm-hmm. It's part of the ritual.
I hated that.
All the shots.
But here's the good news for mom and dad. It doesn't have to be expensive.
Yay.
You can save up to 60% on dental procedures.
Settle down, Mark.
And you can do it right now by joining Brighter.com. What it is, and I love this explanation of it, this is kind of like the Costco of dental services.
Yeah.
You pool with a group of other people that are participating and a group of dentists that are participating in this club, and you get amazing discounts. And so many people that have insurance now don't have good dental coverage. We need cheap, affordable dental care. And you can choose from hundreds of dentists near you for as little as $9 a month, worth every nickel. The savings are already negotiated for you with Brighter.com. An $88 exam can cost as little as $42. That makes a huge difference to parents with kids, and you can know the prices in advance. Go to Brighter.com. We love them to choose the plan that's right for you. This week, buy an annual plan and get 3 months for free. That's 15 months for the price of 12. Just click the microphone in the upper right-hand corner of the screen and enter our code. You know what it is, TMOS.
Yeah.
Or use the code, too, at 800-560-1200 for Brighter.com.
Can you imagine if you have multiple kids, as many of us do,
there you go.
The way the bills stack up? God, you save exponentially.
And it works with orthodontists as well.
And
Maya's been going through that right now, and we're actually looking to use it for the rest of the payout that we have to make. We have to pay hundreds of dollars every month.
It's like porn for Mark.
The cool thing for this, Brighter.com, I will tell you something. It's great to have a sponsor on this show where really this is something that so many people need very, very badly. So check them out at Brighter.com. Get on their plan. $9 a month. That's nothing. You know, and it really is
worth it. Two cups of Starbucks.
And, you know, families with kids, huge, huge for them. Yeah. All right, getting back to it.
Yes. Wyoming.
He's a traveling man.
Wyoming. On the way up to Sturgis from Denver, we went through Nebraska. And you all remember me bitching about it because Jimmy America's friend wanted to go see
Carhenge.
I took away from that call that you were happy to be there. Maybe it's me.
When I left Denver, the first thing I noticed was just how spectacularly open the West is. The vistas where you can see as far as the eye can see. And it's just
that's where I grew up.
Farmland.
Unlimited visibility.
We didn't spend a lot of time in Wyoming coming out of Colorado. Very briefly, took a right turn at Cheyenne. I love the names out there.
Yeah.
Laramie, Cheyenne.
Oh, it's all the cowboy names.
Deadwood.
Yeah, right.
You know, if they're cowboys.
Jimmy called it.
Yeah.
Sheen.
We'll get to Jimmy in a second.
Yes, we will.
We spent a good time in Nebraska, and I just was marveling at the open spaces and the fact that you're on a motorcycle all by yourself out on this highway, and you can go 75, 80 miles an hour, and nobody's around you, and it's just absolutely breathtaking.
At this point, how many in your motorcade?
Three. It was me, Jimmy, and Rich. Nice. We're the three amigos. We rode beautifully together. I will tell you that I'm either getting mellow or I'm picking the right people to hang around with.
I go with the latter.
You know, we go up to Maine and everybody got along beautifully up in Maine.
Right.
And then I go on this trip and I would think of two trips with roughly like 7 to 9 people involved in both trips, you would think that I'd have like problems with somebody.
And you know
I
what?
Don't.
You did amazingly well also on the RV trip. And you talk about three instances where you have almost no escape.
I'm going to say something that might be controversial here.
Okay.
Oh, no.
The boys' trips just seem to work awfully well.
They do. Hey. Ah. They do.
I hear you. Thank you. I hear you.
Crowd likes that.
Kind of live and let live.
Exactly.
But my question.
And what What's you can do like? Is just text your wife and then turn your phone off.
But I still am going to take my, I'd like to take my bride out next year.
Of course.
I'd like to take her out next year. I think we're going to trail the bike. Carla can drive thousands of miles without rest. She's like a robot that way.
She's a car camel.
And I think I got to show her this. There's too much stuff out there that I got to show her.
She doesn't like photographs.
What group did you enjoy living with more for the week? The main group or the Sturgis group?
Boy, that's
and you
tough.
Have to take you have to
There's
take
so many
the settings.
Better company.
You have to take the settings out of it because Sturgis has an immediate advantage because it's new and exciting. Just the people.
Right. You know, both trips I wasn't a caregiver. It
wasn't a factor.
Everybody did their own stuff. Right. We did a lot more stuff in Maine together.
Right.
But both of them were I can describe both of them as just hassle free.
No that's matter good. Where you go though, Mike, you always end up on a mountain.
Oh no.
True.
It's true.
It's weird.
Weird, right?
So we go through Nebraska, go to Carhenge, we got I told you all about that.
That was great.
On the way back, we're going to go to Mount Rushmore, and then bingo, we're going to take a much more direct route through Wyoming. Wyoming. What? Yes.
Did you happen to catch a sunrise while you were out there?
No.
Okay. No.
Just checking.
No, it's too sick.
Once a year.
I was going to say, maybe as you were headed down for the night, did you see the sun come up?
No.
No, I didn't party.
Also a fair question.
That's why I asked.
I partied two nights during the entire trip. I partied on the Tuesday night that I got sick.
Right.
And I partied on the Saturday night before I came back.
But that's right, the meet and greet.
That was it. Because I just, I felt horrible. I didn't, and I still have this lingering thing.
Three counting the meet and greet.
The meet and greet, yes.
So
yes,
that's three.
Three counting the meet and greet. Three out of seven.
Not bad.
Jesus, that's, I'm a lush.
Whatever.
No.
Put you in the Hall of Fame.
So we go through and we get into Wyoming and suddenly it's just nasty.
Why?
How?
It's
can you
different.
Feel it, or is it something that the people, again, is it the people?
It was dry
or is it
and open and lots of open space in Nebraska, same thing.
Uh-huh. Sounds
something
like my
about Wyoming was different, and tougher? The roads were different, and it just was
harsher.
They still
harsher.
Harsher.
Do they still drive on the right side? I mean, how are the roads different?
maybe I shouldn't say Wyoming. Maybe I should say where we spent the night, Torrington, Wyoming.
Ah.
Torrington? What
is
it
about
like? 90, Lord Torrington of Wyoming Manor?
It's about 90 miles north of Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Okay.
And we didn't want to drive another hour and a half on the motorcycle, so we had to hang our head for the night. And there are three motels.
So did you get to
There are three motels.
Torrington Manor.
That looked like somebody. No, we ended up staying at Grandma's Inn.
Of what? Course you did.
Oh, yeah.
You know
what choice did you have, really?
Grandma's Happy Ending Inn.
That's a restaurant.
How do I describe? Everybody in Torrington seemed pissed off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Everybody really? Seemed a little pissed off.
The last time we went to a place that was like that, I think that the Sacramento Chico area has sort of that flavor where everyone is pissed off, but no one leaves there. Is it that feeling?
Yes.
Really?
And it's rural, and it's just everybody's like, meh,
yeah,
meh. And I thought Manassas was a pissed off area. Manassas is happy land.
Yeah, it's like Club Med, and it's got to be really emphasized because you're leaving Sturgis, which for you and the people there, that's Disneyland. That's the happiest place on earth.
South Dakota,
yes,
probably one of the most beautiful states I've ever seen in my life.
I'm sure.
It was just majestic.
Better than Maryland?
It was. It was majestic, and it was a. And maybe it's because we're coming back.
Could be.
But I'm talking about like gas stations that have pumps that were installed in the 1960s and haven't been modified.
Spinning analog.
Yeah.
Reference.
You
love
got
that.
The analog spinning and so
ding,
you get
ding,
just,
yeah,
it's
ding.
It's old, but it's not repaired. You know what I mean? It's just, it's not rustic or anything like that. And everybody in this bar was like,
I am so glad Oscar is not here today. And I say that every time he isn't, but today especially.
Where is Oscar? He's on vacation.
He's on vacation.
Yes. Yeah, from He's only doing three podcasts this week. He's really lightening
up.
He's
in Cabo?
He is.
Right.
He is.
Okay. Good for him.
He's visiting his people.
Whatever.
But the thing that's so great is I can so get into the fact that, you know, it's a land that is back maybe 40 years. He'd be out of his mind right now.
Oh, yeah.
But I can dig the fact that an analog gas pump is neat. It's a nice throwback.
No, there's neat and then there's functionless, okay? Mm-hmm. There's neat and then pulling into a gas station and saying, I'm not getting off the bike to use that. I'm not walking in to deal with the pissed off guy in there. I want to go to a regular gas station in 2012.
Right.
Thank you very much. Oh. I want to go to a... It was
you're getting more mellow.
Yes.
Or you're choosing the right people to hang with.
Jesus
you don't
Christ.
Sound like you're being more mellow.
It was... You know what? This this was one where I'm just like, Wyoming. The roads coming out of Torrington, Wyoming.
Yes.
That's such a bad name.
We're in Torrington, Wyoming. And there seems to be a bit of a breeze.
That seems nice.
A little bit of a breeze
that
in
would
the
seem
morning.
Like a good thing.
This is Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's a bit of a breeze coming out of Torrington, Wyoming.
How was your sleep in Torrington? So did you start Saturday?
To be honest with you, sleeping on the whole trip,
yeah.
I slept like crap.
Really?
Really?
Because of the illness and everything else, I was up in the middle of the night every night,
okay.
Hacking and coughing. But that doesn't mean
looking
matter.
Looking for Jimmy.
I still hug me.
Yes.
Hold me.
Knocking at the door.
We still have to get to Jimmy. So
yes,
let me wrap this up. We get out of Torrington, Wyoming, and I would estimate conservatively, you were riding at 75 miles an hour, which is the speed limit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can ride upwards to 80 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So it's between 70 and 80 miles an hour you're riding.
Mm-hmm.
We stayed at 70 miles an hour simply because there were, conservatively, crosswinds of 50 miles an hour.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. No.
Steady crosswinds of 50 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And you are riding the bike at 70 miles an hour, and you are leaning into the road.
To counteract
that. And you still have to pass 18-wheelers going 70 miles an hour.
Which make their own wind,
really. Yeah, and I was going to say, you've got 70-mile-an-hour winds coming at you because the bike is moving.
They will, the 18-wheelers will block the wind, and then the wind will do weird little things.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
swirl around, and the front end of your bike is going like this. And the great state,
me.
The great, well, at least this part of Wyoming, the great state of Wyoming, in order to repair their roads, does what I call the bikers, and RJ can relate to this, the bikers' favorite road repair, which is the oiled road.
Oh, no, yeah.
The oil terrible. Road, the little squigglies that are basically pouring rubber.
That's called slurry sealing.
It's slurry sealing.
Yes.
And they pour the rubber.
I'm slurry sealing.
So let's see. We're coming out of there. I have not ridden this way ever in my life. And let's combine 75 miles an hour, 50-mile-an-hour crosswinds, 18-wheelers, and oiled roads.
Oh, my God.
Needless to say, the front tire of my motorcycle is doing just a little la-da-da-da happy dance.
Yeah. Dancing.
Yeah. Mike, that scared the hell out of me the first time that happened. When
it's
an
terrifying.
18-wheeler passed me on a two-lane road,
yes.
I thought I was going to get thrown off the bike.
Yeah. Let's throw in the Mustang, the green Mustang with the lady that went by us at 115 miles an hour so fast that I didn't see her until the right rear bumper of her car came within about 3 inches of the front of my motorcycle.
What's wrong with people?
God.
What
is wrong with
causing
people?
Causing the very affable and friendly Jimmy,
yes.
when we got to the next town, to actually go and seek out law enforcement to because Jimmy had memorized the plate.
Yeah.
He was that.
But it's the Wild West out there.
It was so dangerous, and we never got satisfaction
of course.
With that. It was
absolutely. Can you imagine the cop seeing a pissed off Jimmy walking into a Wild West police station?
Let's get to Jimmy in a second.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
We get to Colorado.
I am pissed.
Those good old Rocky Mountains, they do wonders for crosswinds. They kind of take care of that.
Well, they're thick and sturdy.
So we were only outside of Wyoming for, Cheyenne, actually. We were
Sheen.
Outside of Cheyenne. Mm-hmm. Sheen. It just was amazingly difficult riding. It was so rough. At the end of the day, we would get off, and you remind yourself of the way cowboys used to be, because you're all windblown.
Yeah.
You can see the redness of, the sunburn and the windburn that
right.
I get, plus, Jameson's.
Sure.
And you're sitting there, and you get off the bike, and it's just, you're completely tapped out.
Get ready, kids, for everyone's favorite cowboy, Hop Along Gin Blossom.
It was incredible. We finally get into Colorado, but speaking about Jimmy's,
yes, please.
Jimmy is, as I called him, America's friend.
Yes,
that's a good description.
And Jimmy is a wonderful traveling companion, but he is, when he gets celebratory, he's a little more affable than I am, especially when I believe it's time for the evening to end.
Now, what? Now, wait.
Well,
but you
hold,
never
hold
believe
on.
It's time for the evening. There's someone who surpasses you?
When I'm when I have walking pneumonia,
Okay.
Now, question. You've traveled with all of us for years, and we all travel together very well because we know the ins and outs of each other.
Yeah.
Have you ever traveled with Jimmy? I know you've socialized with him.
Never traveled.
You've had him to your house,
Jimmy,
but you've
Rich,
never traveled with him.
Jimmy, Rich, and I are three amigos. I could go anywhere.
Cool.
There's Rich
That's
is
nice.
The mellow California laid-back dude.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy is kind of the lovable, goofy guy, but we're all...
Does Rich have a California accent?
You know what you have to travel like this? You have to have a mutual respect of everybody's schedule and time. Like when you say 8 o'clock, if you dig that and you're there, and your wheels up at 8 o'clock. You're fine.
Perfect.
So everybody was cool. Where we go to dinner, you know, everybody is like, "Well, do you want to do this? Yeah, we'll do this."
Flexible.
And you just kind of come to a meeting of minds.
That's awesome.
And there was never even the slightest issue. Everybody rolled with it. Everybody like paid for one. If you paid for the last one, the next guy's going to pay for the.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was that kind of trip.
That's
everybody
awesome.
Was really
Perfect.
Laid back.
Perfect.
The thing about Jimmy, there was one. There's one night.
Jimmy Cerrito is where, America's friend.
Where we're leaving. In fact, this is the night I got sick. We're leaving the Full Throttle Saloon, and there's so many motorcycles that they don't allow cabs to come into the Full Throttle Saloon. I might have
Too
told
dangerous.
This story.
Yeah. No room.
Jimmy wants to get a car full of people to share the cab because he's Jimmy and he doesn't want the party to end at this time.
Right.
And
besides,
I'm like, shut the door. I would shut the door on their hands if I could.
Jimmy, if you could, would have waited 26 hours for German Martin to come pick you up.
And carry
It'll be perfect.
Home.
It'll be perfect. He'll be here in 26 hours.
That's fine, though, and that's Jimmy, and that was the night I yelled at him. And
Oh, no.
I yelled in the back of the cab, like at the top of my lungs. I just want to get home. I don't want four extra MFers in the back of my cab.
Yeah.
Can we just get there? And I'm like, I'm going, because I'm sick, and I didn't realize I was getting sick.
Yeah.
And we get there.
Mellow.
Jimmy, here's another thing they're describing. I love him so much. I got off the motorcycle. We went to Jimmy's yesterday afternoon.
I saw the pictures on
that
Facebook.
Should tell you how I got along with Jimmy.
I thought you were there to serve papers of some sort.
That was how well I got along. I got on the motorcycle. Carl and I went over to Jimmy's. After we left Jimmy's, we went to a place down the road and met Jimmy and his wife and hung out with Jimmy and his wife last night.
That's awesome. Nice.
That should tell you how I got along with Jimmy.
Yeah.
With that said, let me just say, Jimmy is...
Nice groundwork.
Now a disclaimer.
Jimmy loves to be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And it does not take a lot to entertain Jimmy.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you my two last Jimmy stories, and then I'll wrap it up.
Okay.
Jimmy is, we are in the middle of Wyoming, and we're driving along, and we're talking.
Wyoming.
We're talking about, you know, massive expanses of road. Just as far as the eye can see, you're riding 75 miles an hour.
It's like infinity.
We're in the middle of nowhere. No one's coming in the other direction.
Right.
Occasionally, you get like groups of four or five motorcycles.
Sure.
Nobody waves. You know how motorcycles wave at each other?
Yes, yeah.
You don't do that. There are too many motorcycles. You don't bother with it.
Right.
So we get a pack. In the middle of nowhere, I don't know what part of Wyoming it is in. We coming in the distance, I see a car, and it's unusual. It's an old looking car. And it's like, that's an old looking like police car.
Right.
Oh. And I look and I see, it gets closer. It's a black and white police car.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is it? Then it gets even closer and I look and it's got this giant big speaker on top. I said, that's the Blues Brothers car.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
And I see it
74 Dodge.
I see it in the distance and it's going 75. I'm going 75. It's like, you know. But as you see it, you're looking and you're staring at this. Like, and the two guys.
Disbelief.
Black suits, sunglasses.
Really?
Oh,
no.
Oh.
In the middle of Wyoming.
How cool is
that?
It passes me and I kind of make note and I'm still on my motorcycle. I'm going, hey, that was the Blues Brothers car. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I look in my side view mirror, and this is for our U streamers, and I'm just going to do this for the guys in the room. I look in my side view mirror, two bikes back is Jimmy, and seriously, this is what I see on the motorcycle.
Oh, no.
Both hands off the handlebars,
waving
wildly.
Who's driving?
Yeah. Hands off the handlebars, gesturing wildly. Like literally, I thought he was going to wreck because he was going out of his
waving
mind.
Wildly.
The Blues Brothers,
and he's
America's friend,
putting himself 75. And everyone in harm's way. Because I've seen a lookalike.
This is
I've seen it.
This is the same man who wanted to go to Grandma's Inn because it was called Grandma's Inn.
Does he have a thing for old ladies or something?
I have no idea. But Jimmy seriously just went out of his mind. You know, we're a little road weary and we've been driving.
I've seen him!
The Blues Brothers!
I've seen him on the
Turn around, follow him. Where are they going? You're in the middle of, seriously, we're in the middle of thousands of miles of expansive desert.
I've read the script. They're on their way to Lake Wazapamani.
They're probably going to Sturgeon. So we may get into a little town called Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Sheen.
The last Jimmy story I will tell you.
Oh, we'll save them for the bonus show.
We're driving through the middle of Cheyenne, and we're going to... I wanted to make one last stop at a Harley dealership because the glasses I had, I wanted to get goggles because my eyes are being beat to crap.
Well,
and I
also, you want the girls to look at you.
I wanted to be sexy.
Sexy
so
goggles.
I wanted goggles. And
to see the girls.
Get our last souvenir in Wyoming instead of that. And so we're driving through the center of town.
Hey, baby.
It's me, it's Rich, who's on his tiny little bike, his sports car, I told you about that. And it's Jimmy in the back. We go through the center of Cheyenne, Wyoming. And in this town square,
yes,
huge banner from left to right that says Senior Olympics.
Just in time.
Oh.
I suddenly, from two bikes back, I hear, seriously, this is, and it's a quiet little square.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hundreds of people walking through this square, and you hear, two bikes back, you hear,
easily entertained.
And I look back at Jimmy, and Jimmy's going,
pointing.
Like,
he's subtle.
Don't have any, you know, don't worry about the seniors that are walking to the competition
right.
As you are pointing to the banner, going, and then, you know, he said, what are they going to do? Have a knitting competition. And it was just,
hey, Mike,
as a matter of fact, we do.
I hope they don't break a hip.
I'm talking 5 minutes of, and I start laughing because you can't.
Yeah, sure.
You can't help yourself.
Yeah, but you know, but at least you have the filter to know it's wrong to begin.
Oh my God, it was just, it was so.
Look at the side.
It was fracturingly funny, and it was Jimmy. He is, you know. Here, I said this to Carla last night when we were driving home. I said, "What Jimmy is what you see is what you get. He is the real article.
Oh, he is,
and he is just he is.
But
who
he's
he
a
is.
Great guy.
He's a great guy.
Maybe the best.
He is a great guy, and there's nothing that changes.
Right.
He is completely
consistently great.
Consistently the same. Right. He never changes.
Yeah.
And I never change. I'm the old curmudgeon,
right.
And I just sit there. And if people know me and know that I'm a curmudgeon, it's fine with that. We got along so well. Rich was Mr. California,
right?
You know, which was didn't meet a waitress or a bartender that didn't get the phone number.
Yeah,
you know, that's Rich. You know, like we'd be sitting there, Jimmy, like, oh, well, where are you from? And I'd sit there and I go, ah, this is a nice joint. They got good food here. And Rich would come over and go, can I have a glass of water, please? So that, you know,
my dear, I'm so parched.
No, it's like there. You know, the guys that it buzzes a little bit like this. You know, the guys that kind of do the sensitive. I'm the sensitive kind of guy.
Right.
And
that
also,
they give off that vibe.
That works great.
That's really. Yeah.
And you know why?
They all do it.
Why it works is because.
You people.
The reason it works, and Buzz knows this, and this guy, his name is Rich, he knows it too, is because he's surrounded by idiots. He's traveling in a pack of idiots. And so what he's doing is he's emphasizing the fact that he's better than you. And it's easy.
Right.
I don't relate to that at all.
No, I guess not.
In the little S-hole town that we were in, we go into this bar, and there's large woman, hot woman.
Uh-huh.
Like this one particular large woman who was pregnant and could not have been a sweeter, nicer bartender. And I established a wonderful relationship with her. She's a very sweet lady. Then there's the hot one.
Right.
And the hot one's kind of aloof and she's dancing around the
not
bar.
Not trying as hard. Yeah.
And Rich is nowhere to be seen. He's like walking around. Mm-hmm. He's doing this stuff. Suddenly the hot one, for a second, she takes a drink order from Jimmy and I'm getting a soda water with lime. That's what I, that was my medicine that I had.
Great on the way gym. To stay hydrated.
And, and she comes over and suddenly, poof, you know, poof, like in the blink of an eye.
Look,
look at that. It's Rich.
Rich the magician.
Can I have a water, please? I have a water.
The magician appears, and the attention she pays to you disappears.
Right, like for example, we leave another saloon.
Is there a
Jimmy
celebrity
and I are ready
that,
to go?
Is there a celebrity that Rich looks like?
He's California. He's got the earring thing happening. Mm-hmm. He's got the tan. He's got he's a little thin on top. Rich is a little long in the tooth, but it gives a vibe that he's a much younger man.
Sure. A young vibe.
Like we're getting to leave, and we've been talking to the Full Throttle Saloon, the very attractive waitress all night. Like who's a little bitchy, to be honest with you.
Well,
but we're ready
are.
To split. You know, so long, slut. We're getting it's like okay it's time to go and it's like we look over and who's standing there getting the number it's Rich there he is that's
my man
Rich but it's consistent he was that way every time and he laughed when we busted his balls
so that's okay
so it was a-okay everything was fine
excellent
and the last tidbit on this is yesterday morning Denver International Airport and this is where Mr. O'Mara screwed up and I rarely do you guys have traveled with me
you're a good flyer
I'm pretty good at arranging doing everything
I
got
executing,
the hotel first of all I booked the hotel for us the airport motel
right
which is calling anything that's located at Denver International Airport you might have a hotel that's 50 miles away
you're still 40-50 miles away
a lot of people don't know that the Denver airport's in Ohio
we're sitting there and
sneaky that way
we make arrangements to take the shuttle the bikes are all dropped off not a mark on them perfect nothing not overcharged for the rental
awesome.
We're staying at the airport and we make arrangements that 6:15 a.m. we will take the shuttle for a roughly an 8 o'clock flight. About 7:54.
Not bad.
And at 5:06 in the morning, I get a text from Jimmy. Well, Mr. O'Mara, occasionally, you know, I've done this with you guys before. You know how occasionally I'll misread a number?
Sure.
I'll get a little dyslexic on the number.
You're more of a creative brained guy.
The 754 is actually a 724.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a very valuable half hour.
No, that half hour is going to cause us a bit of hurt because we can't change our shuttle. Yeah. It's 6:15, and I have altitude and my chest cold.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And the fact that I'm not a conditioned athlete, and we've got to run through the airport.
Oh God.
And I think, let me see, the plane took off at roughly about 7:54 in the morning. I think I caught my breath when we were over Kansas.
Yeah. Wow. Oh God.
It was a hassle.
But you made it. You got on the plane.
All in all.
Did Jimmy laugh at you breathing hard?
Jimmy fell asleep right away. Jimmy fell asleep.
Jimmy fell asleep while he was running.
It was pretty spectacular. And really, I just wish I'd been healthy. It would have been a lot more fun.
Yeah. Next year,
Carlos,
for sure.
Carlos said this to me. Somebody's got to get sick. We got 9 guys. Somebody's going
to
get sick.
True.
Right. But it is great to have you back. And thank you for doing the travelogue stuff because I got a feeling for it. I'll never go in a million years, but it was nice to hear about it.
Yes, it was.
It was fantastic. We will take a break. Come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault. That's it. Thanks to Rich. Thanks to Jimmy. Thanks to Chris. Thanks to John. Thanks to Steve. Thanks to Murph. Thanks to Dennis. I think that was all the guys.
Oh, and the hot bartender.
Yeah.
Thanks to everybody. Sluts. And we're going to do a bonus hour coming up soon that'll be after the ride where you'll hear from all these guys. Excellent. And everybody's balls will get busted. We'll take a break. Come right back. Tripped out DC, but I changed my way. It'll take time. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com.
Why you make a face?
Because I love the name of this event. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show Summer Sausage Fest.
Oh!
You know, we got together, and we decided that we haven't done a local meet and greet, and we thought it might be a good idea.
We discussed the possibility.
Hi, Mike.
We really decided that, because we don't do meet and greets locally as much as we should, and we decided we'd do one on a Sunday afternoon. For all of our regular DC listeners.
Fantastic.
Kind of the halfway mark between our March live show and this. Just a place to hang out. If you'd like to come out and have some cocktails with us, we're going to be at Quench in Rockville.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be there Sunday, August 26th.
Awesome.
Right? And we're going to be there from 2 to 5.
That's right.
And if you'd like to join us out there, just stop by Quench in Rockville. Come meet all of us from the show. Enjoy all the house-made sausage you can eat. He's seriously serving
sausage.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Stuffs them himself.
If you'd like to come out and have a little barbecue with us with brats, half smokes, duck.
Oh, yep. My God. Duck
venison.
Sausage.
Duck sausages. Venison
plus
sausages.
Side dishes and all the Natty Bo you can drink. Join us Sunday, August 26th from 2 to 5 at Quench in Rockville. Mike Holstein, our good friend over there.
You never saw such a restaurant.
Tickets. I'm not sure. We're going to get back to you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to get back to
details
you.
To come.
Yes.
That's right. But go ahead and circle Sunday with a pencil.
All you can eat, all you can drink.
Yeah. Remember, space is very limited, so reserve your spot now at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Be for a very good cause, I hear.
Yeah. Where's the door?
Open the thing.
I've completely... Where
replay
is
Replay 5.
Where
bottom row of Replay 5, isn't it?
There it is. Okay, there. God, I've been away for a week. Jesus.
Mike, we'll edit that out.
Even though you've been gone, it's finally over. And you picked a great week to not have to spend a lot of time with the National Broadcasting Company.
Mark, the password is no.
Okay.
Thank you.
I got it. You didn't even
Jesus
have to give me
Christ,
the password.
But you and Lowell can go party with your camp friends when I'm gone next time.
Okay. Oh.
Jesus Christ. God. Here we go. Thank you. me running.
Oh, damn.
Honest to Christ.
See, what's good is in the Mike O'Mara Show Constitution, he reserves the right of the veto.
Yes. Right. Thank you. All right. Let's get right back to the audio vault.
Now back to the vault.
Holy shit.
Again?
Jesus.
Okay, now back to the vault.
Jesus Christ. Wow. All right. Let's get to the audio vault.
Your turn, Rob.
Here's good news, Mike. The Olympics are over.
Yay.
Yay. And you know what? I admit that for a little while it was exciting, and we got to see the contest of stupid swimmers.
Yes.
And we got to see all that, but thank God it's all over. This is the last stuff I will give you. I'll give you the highlights briefly of the disaster that was known as the closing ceremonies. I did like one moment yesterday during, this weekend during basketball, when the announcer, Bob Fitzgerald, they showed Jesse Eisenberg in the crowd watching. He's the actor from The Social Network.
Yes, I remember that guy. Right.
And he alluded to the fact that he thought he was Mark Zuckerberg. He thought he was the guy he played in the movie.
Darren Williams stepping into that three. I know I'm going to put that picture on Facebook. We've got every executive of note, it seems, worldwide attending these games.
Yes, every powerful executive or people that played that executive.
In a movie.
So he blew it. There was always a lot of talk leading up to it, the amount of condoms that they were going to put in the Olympic Village. Because, you know, all the...
15 per athlete.
The athletes love to bone. Right. They only were able to use half of them. Of the 150,000 condoms they shipped in, and I guess some sort of big rubber bag, they only used 75,000 of them.
So to speak.
And this is Bob Costas mentioned it in his.
Did you see Bob Costas's Harry Potter glasses that he went to like halfway through the telecast? halfway through the
his face gets any tighter.
I tell you, for the next Olympics, what I want to do is do a CGI thing where he broadcasts from on top of a wedding cake. Little tiny guy, but here he is making reference to Olympic boning.
Countless friendships made across national boundaries, geopolitical lines. In some cases, these are vibrant young people. Maybe more than friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe more.
Maybe more than friendship. Maybe they're boning.
Maybe 75,000 times more than friendship.
God, that's gross.
Just
it's a little bit gross, isn't it? That I mean, all this sex is happening
in the
Olympic.
Beautiful, handsome people.
Especially if it was...
Bodies slapping on each other.
Oh. What if it was that, that Belarus athlete that you saw?
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be
I'm
the
sure
funniest
she got plenty.
Moment.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's just, it's just, no, it's just they're all in a village, and they're all like, I know they're
I
beautiful
almost,
athletes, but it's gross to me.
I can almost see it, because think of 4 years focused on one event, sometimes a 90-second event, and then
so
it's over, and then they just let loose. And
do you
bones.
Think the
everywhere.
Sex, do you think the sex happens when their events are over?
Yes.
That they're just
oh,
really
I think
sexy.
Before, during, yeah. after.
But I think especially after, yeah. which makes me feel especially sorry for the guys who had events Saturday night. So, can you just wait? Just a wait, little bit.
Look over here.
Can I see you at 2 a.m.?
Yeah, exactly. 2:15.
Two.
Jest.com put together a long and great montage of commentators just ripping on the contestants when they didn't do well.
Such cruelty. Amazing.
That is terrible. It's terrible.
Terrible. Waiting to see just how bad.
That hurts.
That wasn't even close. That's not even mediocre. Wow, that was bad also.
That doesn't really help.
Such a disappointment.
Unacceptable. Yikes.
It's okay,
oh,
but...
it's not okay.
That's not what you want to do on the biggest stage of your life.
That is just unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
How you like to be going back on the, you know, your folks are TiVoing back home and you watch your visit. Oh, that's not what you want to do when you're on the world stage for the first time of your life.
Right.
Yeah, it's really not soothing.
Those who can't comment.
The gymnasts, I thought the color commentators were particularly cruel.
Yeah, I think so too.
They really are.
I'd like to see them on the bars.
The closing ceremony, which not unlike the opening ceremony, was a salute to British music.
And what? Some so of it, sorry I missed it.
Some of it I really enjoyed, but really the group Madness, who had one hit, essentially, Our House.
Yes. Uh-huh.
They make the Olympic closing ceremony?
Yeah, in the middle of the street.
Yeah, here's Madness, One Direction. I like them. And George Michael. Really?
They're very proud.
Yeah, they should be proud. They had a hit record 30 years ago. Call them and see if they're alive.
I think the consensus on both the opening and the closing ceremonies is they were crap.
Yeah, and I think... it
just
was hard for them,
British.
Hard for them to decide if they wanted a TV event or a stadium event,
right.
And they sort of failed on both. Yep. But you don't know, Mike. That's what makes you beautiful.
God, horrible.
George Michael had a belt buckle with a skull on it.
He did.
He sure did.
The audio was terrible.
Oh yeah, it was so swallowed up. And you know what? You thank your lucky stars for lucky audio when one of your keystone performers is Russell Brand. Singing I Am the Walrus, standing on top of a bus through a megaphone.
That bad?
Hurt your feelings bad.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm so glad I missed it.
And then the Spice Girls had a wonderful reunion where they all came out in stupid little British cars. I don't know if they were smart cars, Cooper Minis, but whatever they were, the cars sucked. And they came and they sang and they sounded just as pre-recorded as they did in the late 1990s.
Had to be like seeing Mount Rushmore, though.
Can't even hear them.
Yeah, they didn't have it mic'd for television.
Horrible.
Well, you don't need to mic it if they're lip-syncing.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It just all gets lost in the thing. The one thing that you might have enjoyed, although I felt for him, because it seems so horribly out of place and poorly done, they did have Eric Idle sing. Oh, yeah.
he does this thing that he does with his stage show, but I mean, it's like, this is so misguided. The audio's horrible.
Audio is rotten. So anyway, that's what you missed, Mike.
That's good. I'm
goodbye,
I'm so
Olympics,
glad.
And 4 more years and 600 more episodes of this show. I'll play you more.
Do it's we like know, they hung a microphone in the middle of the stadium on about 100 feet in the air. It's
I
ridiculous.
Was doing the Mitt Romney thing this morning, so I didn't even catch up on my news. Did we beat the Chinese for the medal total? I forgot whether we did.
Yes,
or not.
Yeah, easily. In fact, the
so
U.S.
we waxed them.
Yeah, and the, you know, this was the first year that every country had women representing them in the Olympics. Our women for the U.S. won more than half of our medals, and they won 2/3 of our gold.
That's good.
So a salute to the women.
Yeah. Nice. We also, some of the competition was great to watch.
We also waxed Brazil.
That's
Rob.
And you know what? 4 more years till I get to tell that joke again.
Yeah, well, beach volleyball. Too.
Can you name, they're really not players in the Winter Olympics.
No, that's true.
Can you, Mike, can you name this noise?
You going to hear it again?
Oh my!
It's some sort of animal.
I'll give you a hint. This is not from the Roseanne roast.
Is it a... Is it a walrus?
It is not.
Is it a seal?
It is not.
Hippo?
Nay.
It's a Russell Brand.
This is giant tortoises screwing.
Oh boy.
Well, no
giant
wonder.
90-year-old tortoises.
Look for this video, this great video. Look for it at our Mike O'Mara Show page on YouTube. That sound again, giant tortoises, as I'll just say, having fun.
God, that's painful. Turn my headphone level down. I'm serious. That giant tortoises still do it.
Oh, it's hot.
That's pretty cool.
That can't be easy.
I watched it all weekend.
If you really think
I picked
of
up
it,
a few tips.
That's a great mimic there, Rob.
You really remember that turtle sound that you had when the turtle was banging the shoe?
I have it. I think I actually have it.
Oh, I hope you still have that.
It's a larger, deeper version of that.
Exactly.
That's
all
it is. Moment. Give me a pad for a second.
The thing that goes,
little effects box will fix that. Yeah. Yeah.
And you can find the video for this at MikeOMaraShow.com in the meantime.
Oh, so it shows them doing it.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
It is really sizzling hot.
And I'm going to, it's probably a very long video because tortoises are very slow.
Yeah, well, they live to be.
Especially the 90-year-old.
Here's a turtle. This is the turtle doing it with the shoe.
Uh-huh.
And now play the giant tortoise.
Okay, hold on.
It's just a larger version of it, a larger, older version of it.
I think you're right.
Because the bigger version.
Yeah, that's the 90-year-old version of it.
Yeah, good.
Just slow down a little bit.
I'm glad you found that.
Sounds a little like me.
Have it, Mike. I've been waiting for it for years.
Buzz? That's that sound I heard.
Roseanne's roast was last night on Comedy Central, and Tom Arnold came out smelling like a rose. Yeah. I really would love to not like him.
God, I wish I'd videotaped that.
It'll really be on again. You can watch it online, too.
Okay.
But here he is when he talks about Roseanne as an ex-wife. Here's Tom Arnold.
I just want to say something about your boyfriend, Johnny. Johnny, I want to say this to you, man. No matter what, you got to stay with this woman. She may not be the perfect wife, but trust me, she's literally the worst ex-wife on the planet. Literally.
Literally.
You do not want to be a guy lying on his couch with a date and hear how small your is on Saturday Night Live. And then The View, and then CNN, and Al Jazeera. She holds a grudge, people.
Also mentioned the fact that he and Roseanne shared tattoos.
Rosie and I were once inseparable. We lived together, we worked together, we even got tattoos together. I got Rosie's face tattooed on my chest, and believe me, it is hard to get a woman to have sex with you when Roseanne is staring at her. It's true. You know, Rosie, this is true. She actually had property of Tom Arnold tattooed on her hip, which made me the 4th largest property owner in California.
And as
good
always,
joke.
Jeff Ross pushes the envelope all the way.
Oh, good, good.
And a great save here, too.
I say Chris is here from Glee. This is so cool. I love Glee. Jane, it's my favorite show. It really is. Except for the one time they let you sing. I haven't heard sounds that disturbing since I hung out in Sandusky's basement.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
That's your Jeff Ross.
Too soon for the Glee jokes? Folks, if you're offended by what you see tonight, just do what Joe Paterno did. Look the other way.
So that's a good one, good to check out. Check it out. You'll like it. Roseanne
Jeff
is
Ross,
very funny.
Jeff Ross goes into territory I wouldn't even think to go into.
I know.
Not because it's country, just the idea of
he's got a wire. He's wired differently than the rest of
look
us.
Look the other way.
And I close with my favorite is always Gilbert Gottfried. I think one of the funniest men on earth.
Okay.
And this is one of his. He went up and not only did he do the roast material, he also worked Roseanne into jokes.
I
drunken farmer stumbles upstairs into his bedroom, waking his wife, Roseanne. She sits up and sees her husband holding a sheep under his arm. The farmer yells, "This is the pig I've been f***ing." Roseanne says, "You idiot! That's not a pig, it's a sheep." The farmer yells, "Shut the f*** up, I was talking to the sheep."
Beautiful, beautiful.
And that, Mike, that is your welcome home, Magic Audio Ball.
We will take a break, come back with Buzz and News right after this, everybody. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Without further ado, let's get right to it. Buzz and News, take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike, and we're brought to you today by Clores Perry Mitchell. If you've got serious business, these are the folks to see. Medical malpractice, for example, it happens, and it even happens at military facilities. KPM is experienced and passionate representation, which is what you want, with some of the biggest personal injury and medical malpractice awards in the area. They get it done. KPM is where you talk to a professional, not just an operator, and those professional conversations are free. KPM is where other firms send their toughest cases, and KPM has the resources to take on the biggest defendants, and they do successfully. With 30 years experience to the community, Clores Perry Mitchell, 202-628-8100 or clores.com, that's Clores with a K, .com for more information. Each case is unique. Case results depend on various factors. Past performance not indicative of future results. Scott Perry, attorney at law. Your future is now. You are already being watched, just like on the TV show Person of Interest. You've already seen those dark globe cameras in the ceilings of banks and stores and casinos, and maybe you've noticed they're also turning up in parks and other public places on, like, light poles.
Right. Mm-hmm.
WikiLeaks has uncovered a piece of government software called Trapwire. It siphons data from all those public and private stores, whatever, all those cameras from all over the country. Government agents can then use face recognition software to look for persons of interest. The system was invented by a company called Abraxas, located right here in Northern Virginia.
The company
staffed by the elite from America's intelligence community.
What do they have? Do they have, like, are they just giant supercomputers, computers that siphon all this data?
Exactly.
But they have to be massive, I would imagine, to get it all, you know.
Apparently Abraxas has figured out a way to do just that.
Which is why whenever I go to the bank, Mike, I always distort my face. I cross my eyes and wrinkle my nose.
Thank you. Yes, Mr.
You know
RJ.
How Shazam works? We talked about that.
Yeah,
well,
Mike knows
exactly the same thing. It's a sample, and it throws it against a database, and boom, it comes back with an
that
answer.
That is so cool. According, scary, though.
And so, as I mentioned, staffed by pros from the intelligence, in fact, the elite from the intelligence community, according to their profiles on LinkedIn, they worked for the CIA, the Pentagon, and other government agencies. You could read more about this on WikiLeaks if it wasn't continually under denial of service attacks, apparently by someone who doesn't want you to know.
Wow, that's scary.
But would government servants misuse technology to abuse good citizens? A D.C. cop admitted late last week that he had falsified radar calibration logs to issue speeding tickets. Oh. As a result, the Metropolitan PD had to issue well over $17,000 in refunds to wrongly ticketed drivers.
Good.
That would never happen in Ward 8.
No, and it wouldn't happen in Wyoming either.
No, of course not. In Wyoming, they'd just shoot you.
That's right.
And now this veteran officer of 22 years has pleaded guilty to 3 counts of fraud and is being ordered to pay back the police department. As you've likely heard by now, certainly if you heard the top of this show.
Cheer up, Buzz.
Mitt Romney has chosen Tea Party favorite Paul Ryan as his vice presidential running mate. The Wisconsin congressman is the architect of the current Republican economic philosophy, a philosophy from which many Republicans once distanced themselves, including former President Bush. Ryan brings with him drastic proposals, including the rebooting of the very popular Medicare program in a way that may or may not cover the health expenses of senior citizens. Ryan also favors across-the-board tax cuts, including more cuts for the rich, while gutting social programs. The choice of a running mate doesn't usually make much difference in a presidential race, except when the race is extremely close, as this one really is. The choice of Paul Ryan is already accomplishing its goal of energizing the conservative base, boosting donations for a campaign already running well ahead of Obama's financially. Polls prior to the Ryan pick had the candidates in a dead heat. Yeah, so that's where we are today.
So we don't have the polls yet, the post-Ryan
not yet.
Polls.
No, I expect in a matter of days we will.
What do you expect? What kind of pop do you think he's going to get? My personal feeling is I don't think we'll see much of a shift, but I could be wrong. So let's see.
I thought somewhere I heard a poll that, but you know, they were pre-Ryan polls.
Did you hear the gaffe that that Mitt made when he introduced him?
No.
I'm glad you have.
Join me in welcoming the next president of the United States, Paul Ryan.
Yeah. Oh, good.
And you know what? It gave me a little bit of deja vu.
So let me introduce to you the next president. The next vice president
of the
United States of America.
I think they get so excited.
That's right.
About their pick. And I don't know. I think it's a good pick.
I don't know. He's a little too handsome for me.
But I think it's a smart pick. I think this is a guy that, even though he's Tea Party extreme for a lot of people in the country, he has a reputation. His MO that I know just from hearing stories about him is that he's a bright guy.
He is.
He's not Sarah Palin.
And he's got a good backstory.
Yep,
they're going to really go with that, I think.
But you know what? Here's the deal. With that said, you have to realize that now the scrutiny begins. Mm-hmm. Scrutiny like this man's never had in his life. Mm-hmm. And believe me, every one of those guys that are on the short list of these vice presidential nominees, they are already ready with all the stuff that they're going to find. And then you have to see, this is a congressman. This man has never been in the national spotlight.
Right. Right.
Will he
right.
shine
right.
or will he melt down? And some people actually melt down.
Sarah Palin was a relative unknown, and she was added to McCain's ticket to bolster the conservative base, just as Ryan is being added to bolster the conservative base, also coming from an unknown period. So they have those things in common.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see once the that hot glare of the spotlight is on this guy, mm-hmm. how he handles it. So far,
right.
he looks like he hasn't missed a beat.
No, I don't think he will either. I think what will come under scrutiny most are his policies, his proposals.
Yeah.
Which means I think I stand by my prediction of Mitt Romney. I really do.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen that the economy is not getting better quick enough where it's going to be a shoe-in for Obama. It's going to be close, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I still have not, this vice presidential pick could have gone the other way. I don't see this guy generating enough controversy, even though you call him a Tea Party favorite. The rap on the guy, he's not referred to as that very often.
He doesn't necessarily associate with them, but they are very fond of him. He has the support of the Tea Party,
whether
he asked for it or not.
Yeah, the Obama haters love him.
And he's a terrific dancer.
Some people say they would only jump out of a plane if it was going to crash.
Yeah, Mike.
In Illinois over the weekend, a dozen people jumped out of what seemed like a perfectly good airplane that crashed shortly after releasing its skydiving jumpers.
Oh, 11 man, people, no way.
11 people have died in skydiving accidents in the U.S. this year. These dozen, obviously, not among them.
Jesus.
And now we have the numbers that we were talking about earlier. What did you say? There's 600,000 at Sturgis?
That's what I've heard.
So we're talking about a very small percentage here, but here are the numbers we have. 9 people died at this year's motorcycle rally in Sturgis. 8 were killed in accidents on the road. At least one of the dead not wearing a helmet. You probably saw a lot of that. No helmets?
There are no helmet laws in South Dakota, and
injuries.
I think everybody should wear the helmet.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Injuries overall were down. 50 people did get hurt compared to 80 last year. The drug arrests were up, but drunken driving arrests were up also from 235 to 251 comparing the past 2 years.
Of the 50 people that were hurt, 3 of them were guys that tried to share a cab with Mike.
They got their hands slammed in the door.
Right.
But the overall crowd was bigger this year, too, so you expect all the numbers to be up.
Yep.
A new survey of some husbands of women who've read 50 Shades of Grey say they're having trouble keeping up with their mates now, these husbands. More than half say they feel increased pressure to deliver impressive performance.
Uh-oh.
Only a fourth say the book has made their sex lives better.
Okay, slip out of that skirt, Nancy, and man up.
Guess who's reading it?
Oh, dear.
Oh,
yeah.
She told me that last
night.
Yeah.
Oh, my guess was Oscar.
I got to get to my testosterone doctor.
Isn't it amazing how that book still has legs? I mean, this has been out for so long.
And it's not a great book. It's not necessarily a well-written book, but America doesn't care.
Long, silky legs.
And a new study by the psychology... Here's a controversial story. A new study by the psychology department at the State University of New York at Albany indicates that pregnant women can suppress morning sickness by performing that special favor on the man who impregnated her.
Oh,
wait, there's more. The study shows that...
That makes Carrie throw up anyway.
No.
It's a lose-lose.
Study shows that ingesting the father's semen suppresses the frequency and severity of morning sickness. Passing along the results of a scientific study. That's what I'm doing.
Thank you.
Man of science. Yeah. Finally, and we may have to move the home office just into a Walmart.
Okay.
In Houston, a Walmart employee... has been arrested for running over a shoplifter.
Everybody's going to be okay. But the 33-year-old shopping cart collector, that was his job, has now been fired as well as charged.
Because he ran over a shoplifter?
Well, yeah, you're not supposed to like kill people or maim them or those kinds of things.
Okay, very good.
And in where else but Florida, a North Lauderdale teenager has been arrested for groping a woman's buttocks in a Walmart. He later told Broward County deputies, and I quote, "Her booty looked so good, I just couldn't resist touching it." I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by the Charity Hockey Classic, benefiting Nova Blood Donor Services. That is Sunday, September 9th from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. over at Kettler, beautiful Iceplex, the Capitals place where they train. Featuring special guest coaches from us. We're the Mike O'Mara Show, and we're all going to be coaching the people out there. Support your favorite team or player. They don't boo us, Rob.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Support your local team or player with a donation at charityhockeyclassic.com or click the ad on our website. All proceeds go to benefit Innova Blood Donor Services, which supply nearly 90% of the D.C. area's blood, and your donation is tax-deductible. Again, the place to donate online or by mail is charityhockeyclassic.com. Yeah. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll see you with another brand new one tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you, Rob.
Ta-ta for now.
Thank you.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with Audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.